You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The trades and vocational training are to receive a boost from the government, placing them at the centre stage for schools. More than 85,000 students will talk to around 4,000 employers at events to promote vocational education in schools. Furthermore, the government is funding more than 300 schools with $3,000 each to run trades-based events and give both students and teachers the opportunity to connect and explore industry-specific careers. Most of these will take place in terms 1 and 2 of this year. As it comes with the government unveiling a $13 billion infrastructure program to build and upgrade roads, rails, schools and hospitals, creating thousands of new jobs up and down all over the country. I spoke with Sam Hedgaard, strategic researcher with Air2 Education, about the announcement.
I'm really pleased to see the announcement that Chris Hipkins made a couple of days ago to, I guess, just give, in this instance, high school students some better access to information about potential opportunities in the trades. Because one of the things that we know is that only about maybe 1 in 10, 1 in 15 students will end up going to a university. Actually, the bulk of people will be going to a polytechnic or wānanga or doing an apprenticeship or doing a trades training. And so getting sort of past some of those barriers around what a good future career option could be, it's really critical to make sure that when students are weighing up some of their future options, that if some of the options in trades training is really front and centre in their decision making. So any opportunities to give people the range of options they can to look at is really positive.
Do you think schools and education institutes could be doing more to push for these pathways?
I think there's been a ton of work that's happened recently to make sure that those pathways are as seamless as possible, but any further moves to support that are really welcome, because it's really hard period. It's that time when you're finishing up at school and there's kind of the world's the oyster in terms of, am I going to do the OE, am I going to look for a trade, am I going to spend some time at a tertiary institution, and so on. Yeah. And so the more support and the more confidence that high school students can have to make what could be some pretty big life changing decisions, support to make those decisions is really helpful.
Now, the government, of course, in recent news has announced a $13 billion boost for infrastructure around New Zealand. This is for roads, rails, schools and DHBs. What opportunities may this provide for the future of the trades?
Well, one of the neat things about having some certainty around future infrastructure needs, as we saw with the government announcement a week or two ago, is that it gives the opportunity for government to really do some smart work around this area that we call government procurement. And so government spends about $41 billion a year on procuring all sorts of different goods and services, from the cleaning and security and property maintenance facilities for government departments and courts and so on, to the road building projects, to a whole bunch of other things. And often that happens in quite a haphazard way, where there's lots of different agencies procuring those goods and services. But the direction of travel from this government has been quite good, and we want to keep going further, about being a bit more coordinated around that. So, for example, if you're going to be investing many billions of dollars in infrastructure, what are some of the ways that we can use that opportunity to not only deliver what the outcome that's needed in terms of the road or the public transport network or so on, but also make sure that the people who are doing those jobs are in good quality jobs and not just minimum wage jobs with minimum conditions and minimum health and safety standards. But, being a little bit more aspirational to say, let's pay the living wage rather than the minimum wage. Let's have really good worker participation around health and safety. Let's have better environmental and ecological stewardship so that we're using as low emissions inputs to, for example, bitumen in the roads as we can, rather than just sort of, often we focus on the narrow purchase price in procurement, but if we can use that to boost what we call social procurement, then that can be really helpful as well. And it delivers more bang for the buck in terms of wider benefits to society.
Yeah, you raise a really good point there about how that, this, although it could be an opportunity, we need to also think about how are the tradespeople going to be themselves? Is this going to be a job where they can make a living wage and stuff? So excellent point there. I guess another one I want to just talk about is education itself is invaluable. And of course, awareness around this pathway in life, it starts at the secondary school level. However, there is There has been some turbulence when it comes to the tertiary level, this announcement of a merger of the Unitechs around the country and the lack of funding. So while awareness and education is important, what can be said about the actual state of the training of the tradespeople?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some massive change needing to have come to trades training for some time.
Yeah.
And actually what government are doing about, we had this sort of problem where there was a lot of different competing parts of the education system, and it wasn't, often it was working well, but it wasn't always delivering the best outcomes for learners.
Mm.
And so what we've seen in terms of having a single national entity delivering polytechnic training, rather than having a whole lot of really precariously funded polytechnics around the country,
yeah,
that's really effective, bringing in some of that on-the-job learning into a more coordinated way, away from what we previously did with industry training organisations. There's going to be some teething problems along the way with that. But again, the general direction of travel about having better support, better coordination in that area, that just means that the learner pathway is a bit more coordinated and a bit less haphazard. So we're pretty hopeful for the changes that are happening in that sort of design of vocational education, not only for learners, but also actually, for the staff working in that sector, to make sure that those educators and tutors and, tradies who are doing some of that apprenticeship work, that there's some more infrastructure to support them too.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.